USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A United Airlines plane in Denver, Colorado, experienced engine failure just after takeoff. A spokesman for the Broomfield Police Department, Rachel Welch, said the officers had secured areas where the debris had fallen.
We'll secure the area, take initial witness statements from people that have debris in their yard, and then we will eventually turn the investigation over to the NTSB. They'll determine what happened.
The plane was heading to Honolulu. It turned around and made a safe landing at the Denver airport. There were no injuries. After the big snowstorm in Texas, Democratic lawmakers are calling for government regulation. Republican Texas Congressman Ronnie Jackson says the last thing he wants is government regulation for the state's power grid.
We have an independent grid. I want to keep it that way. I think Governor Abbott has been adamant about having the Texas legislature look into this and figure out where we as a state need to regulate this.
This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals. Bail out broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit assetstrategies.com.
A New Jersey federal judge whose son was killed by a lawyer last year says the same man has been tracking Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor. Judge Esther Salas told CBS News' 60 Minutes that FBI agents found a gun, ammunition, and a folder with information about the justice. Two women have been cited by police with a warning for posing as elderly people to get COVID-19 vaccinations in Florida. They dressed up in costumes to appear older so that they could get vaccines. They were discovered after they'd already gotten their first shot. A few days ago, authorities in Orlando, Florida, apprehended the two women as they posed as senior citizens to get vaccinated. A sheriff's spokeswoman says the women, who are 35 and 45 years old, disguised themselves with bonnets, gloves, and glasses. The sheriff's office released a video on Friday of the deputy confronting the two women.
You know what you have done? You've stolen a vaccine from somebody that needs it more than you.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
A new winter storm is taking shape over Nebraska, Iowa, and northern Missouri. Forecasters say the snow is likely to spread to the rest of the Midwest and reach up to Michigan. By Monday, the storm should reach New England. Apollo 11 astronaut Buzz Aldrin says the Mars rover Perseverance could be a step towards a manned mission to the Red Planet. With more, here's USA's Ben Rocky.
The Mars rover Perseverance has been sending images of the surface of the Red Planet back to Earth since landing earlier this week. Ingenuity, the helicopter companion to the rover, checked in with Mission Control on Saturday and will soon attempt to become the first helicopter to fly on another planet. Buzz Aldrin believes the mission is a step towards sending a man to Mars. The second man to ever walk on the moon tells Fox News that depending on how the Artemis mission to the moon goes, men walking on Mars could be close behind.
We've got to do a good number of things in Artemis, our manned program to the moon. I don't think we can do both of them at real high intensity, so it's going to take first one at the moon, and then the public is going to be ready to see the next, which will be a sophisticated improvement of these unmanned missions.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.